Today on Our State Give and Take and Local Voices, I'm going to interview Bray Sisk. And this weekend, I went to an open house at a business that Bray and two of her friends have started. And I was so impressed, and I'm so glad that I got to talk to you today about it, because we can put it out there for people. It was an open house for, let me know what that is, Bray, where it is, and we can have a big conversation about that.
Sure. The open house that we just had on Saturday was for basically a community hub, a center for embodied arts and practices of such. It's called Chico Bodywise Collective, and it is a group of three of us practitioners who are hosting a space where we can offer services and also invite community events that are entering into wellness through the body-mind perspective or the embodiment arts perspective.
Okay. And to let people know, where is it? We'll just kind of do that for a minute.
Yeah, sure.
Where it is, and I will say, it's just a lovely place to be, which so healing really felt like when I was in there. I just loved the way you had laid it out.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. It's on 4th Avenue?
It's on 4th Avenue. The address is technically 1430 Esplanade. So it's part of a larger medical and professional complex called the 4th and Esplanade Medical Professional Complex at 1430 Esplanade. And we are part of that complex, but we're in a standalone building that's number 17, and it entrances on 4th Avenue there between the Esplanade and Oleander.
Yeah, it felt like it was in the middle of the blocks.
And there's a sign there at out on 4th Avenue that says Chico Bodywise, and you'll see our entrance there, number 17.
Okay. Yeah. And so what are you going to do there? We can break it down a little bit. There's three of you, and all three of you are practitioners.
Yes, that is part of what will be happening there is we individually have private practice out of that space, and we also have community space and places for small groups and classes. Mm-hmm. So the three of us, myself, Bray Ona Sisk, and my two colleagues, Emma Schutz Fort and Christine Mascareñas, we're all practitioners in a body-mind perspective coming from either psychotherapy or social work and mental health services and or healing body work and sort of alternative medicine practices. So we're converging upon a space of practice that orients towards healing through the embodied arts and therapy and education that takes into account that wholeness.
Yeah, boy, do we need something like that. All of us.
Right? That's what we thought. I figure, you know, there's a lot of things that we're all managing to deal with and to walk through in the North State and in the world these days.
Yeah.
And a lot of the need is to find more integration of self, more center, so that we can meet the demands of our lives with more presence and connectivity to what we want, what we believe in, and how we want to behave.
Yeah. And I think people are becoming more aware of that. I mean, you can kind of slog through the American medical model, but it's a slog, and sometimes you don't get to a place where you're feeling healed.
Yeah, I think there is a, I think what I would say is there's a gap that we're trying to start bridging now, I think, around integration of various entry points around how we find health and wellness, and that is of the physical body, but also of our mental and psychological selves, as well as our sort of like social and just human selves, right? That are kind of bridging all of this. We are wanting more wholeness. And I think that we find sometimes those gaps when we are just traveling in one system, like the Western medical system. It has services that have limitations. And where do we fill in those gaps? How do we bridge between the body and the mind?
Sure. Yeah, and that whole thing about just peace of mind and being present, those are things that there's not many places to go to learn much about it.
Yeah, that's true. It's not yet incorporated as a part of our sort of like training as how we grow up to be humans.
Yeah.
And yet such an important part of how we interact, how we find livelihood, how we take care of our environment or our common resources. I think it's an important piece, and maybe we got a little bit off track thinking that it was all about the mind and that we didn't have a sort of animal part of ourselves that we needed to tend to, which is is basic, like, relations also.
Right, sure.
You know, like, we are a human creature that enjoys social context, and I think one of the important parts about Chico Bodywise Collective is that we really want to frame the individual healing inside of the context of the whole, inside of the reality that none of us come up in a vacuum,
yeah,
and that we're shaped and we have imprints from the societal norms, from systems of oppression that we are starting to identify, and from our individual families of origin or rural environments, et cetera, urban environments, and the limitations that they
sure
have.
Yeah.
So how do we find our individual healing, but not forget that we are part of a communal system, mm-hmm, like a system of wellness that involves all of us.
Mm-hmm. And we're in such a time, we've been taken down such a road just with our politics and the way the climate of our country has swayed, that it seems more important, I guess I'd say, because, you know, we're struggling as a culture.
Well, I think, yeah, I agree. And I think something I can identify inside of that is sort of a mentality or methodology of division.
Yeah.
That also exists inside of how we see ourselves, mm-hmm, and how we might see ourselves even in relationship to our neighbors or,
yes,
or to, like, where we live and the resources or the climate change or whatever it is we're dealing with. And how do we start bridging those gaps,
yeah,
of, like, division, of polarization,
right,
and start to see things on a spectrum, start to shift out of just a strict binary thinking of, like, your way or my way, and,
yeah,
and find some common ground so that we also find solutions that we haven't found yet for how to move forward in,
yeah,
in these times when pressures from the outside are changing,
yeah,
rapidly sometimes.
Sure. Sure. And every age group has their own bucket of worms.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that maybe now also we're seeing the impacts of various pressures, climate change and natural disasters as one element that I think a lot of us are dealing with all over.
Yeah.
In particular, in the North State, we've had a number of, you know, large scale wildfires and large scale collective trauma that has impacted our communities. And then add on top of that, the COVID pandemic and the influences of those restrictions and those, you know, measures that were put in place to take care of us, but that we also are seeing impact of the isolation,
yeah,
and the way that our nervous systems are also built and born of interaction. Like, there's plenty of data out there. Relational,
yeah,
neurobiology is a thing. We grow up and become human by interacting with each other. So there has been impact,
mm-hmm,
and I think we do see difference in groups of people that are older or,
yeah,
young, you know, young children or even
teenagers, yeah,
how that those influences have impacted them.
Yeah.
And I see that it's, you know, the pressures are showing up in a lot of places.
Sure.
With school teachers, with,
mm-hmm,
with how we interact with each other, just,
mm-hmm,
you know,
yeah,
in the store even anymore.
I like thinking about teenagers in that they're not quite so molded yet, that it would be such a good time for them to have another idea, another view, another way to look at the world. It would be good to, you know, encourage that, I think.
Yeah, I think the technological pressures of our times,
yes,
are especially borne out in our youth populations and the method and means for connection and social,
yes,
contact are really different than they were in my teenage years or in your teenage years, and these generational shifts. And how we still do need to learn how to interact face to face and to find,
yeah,
our way back after the pressures of the pandemic to, like, interact with each other and to,
yeah,
learn how to have positive social exchange and interconnectedness and,
sure,
realize, like, oh, we actually do impact each other, because that is part of maybe an influence that's not as strong on certain levels with,
oh,
our
I
young
think
people.
So. Well, and because of media.
Yeah.
It's such a big one because that's so addictive that it's easy to spend a lot of time there,
yeah,
and not practice that interaction. I can see that.
Yeah, so we are hoping to serve a lot of different populations,
yeah,
through the work that will come and the opportunities that will come through Chico Bodywise Collective. And I think in particular, finding out how to support populations, especially in rural spaces,
yeah,
where they don't,
sure,
have the same kind of access,
yeah,
to different kind of artistic ways and ways of expressive healing and,
yeah,
and embodied healing, but also just knowing oneself, like as a teenager, how do,
yeah,
you come,
yeah,
into yourself in
right,
as an adult? And so, yeah, I'm curious to see how that unfolds. Predominantly, we're offering services for adults, but then some, there yeah. are some specialties within our, in more, we're working with yeah. children as well. So yeah, across the gamut, we all need yes. it. And it yeah. looks differently, I think, at different ages.
I know this is a really big question, but so how are you going to do that?
Yeah. So we have a number of sort of programmatic pieces that we're putting forward through the space. And some of that is just particular through our individual practices and our yeah. focus. And I think we have some diversity among us in terms of where we come from and our backgrounds and the sort of populations we're used to serving. So some of it is direct individual work with people using expressive and embodied means as a therapeutic entry point. So that is, you know, sometimes through an embodiment coaching kind of session or working with mindfulness techniques. And a lot of people are familiar with mindfulness as a way to regulate the body or to find more ease in your life, mm-hmm. but also it's a way to be embodied and reflect on when we might not even be aware that we're anxious mm-hmm. or that we're having a response, even maybe a post-traumatic stress yes. type response because of things we've experienced.
Yeah.
So some of that's about nervous system regulation and learning tools that you can employ in your day-to-day life.
Uh-huh. And there might be groups for that, or is it one-on-one?
There'll be both groups and one-on-one okay. offerings for that sort of thing, as well as some work learning how to use some nervous system repatterning through movement. So there's some of the work Sweet. That I do is developmental movement. And so it's looking at how the nervous system develops and how we actually develop our functions, both in movement and also in relating and how our brains are wired. And
yeah.
a lot of it is very interesting to look at developmentally, but it can be applied as a technique for sort of regaining resilience and nervous system repatterning out of habits and imprints yeah. that maybe keep us limited or sure. in pain, etc. Both emotional, psychological, and physical pain.
Yeah.
All of them yeah. are connected.
And the office, if you will, or the center.
Right.
I love there's that open room, which is nice. I could see how a group, nice hardwood floor, movement in there would be so great.
Yeah.
And then you have your own room where you could do some serious body work in there.
Yes.
One-on-one.
So there is also hands-on, like, integrative body work that I offer as well. I'm a Tuenao practitioner and using somatic techniques to help people experience their body differently. It's kind of like more like physical therapy than like a spa massage.
What kind of therapy is it called?
It's called Tuenao therapy.
Tuenao,
yeah. It's it comes out of Chinese medicine, so it's based in a similar framework that you would get through an acupuncturist or
I see.
Working with that system of holistic medicine, really.
Yeah.
So addresses not only your emotional, psychological state and or your functioning of your physical body, but also muscular and skeletal yeah. alignment, etc. So
okay.
those are very integrative sessions, a style of body work that really is complementary to a lot of mental health practices.
Yeah.
I have worked in, you know, alongside and in collaboration with other
yeah.
mental health practitioners that are doing a more talk therapy or cognitive,
yes.
you know, entry point, whereas the work I do is entering through the body. How are we holding things in our body, you know, patterns of behavior that actually change the way we feel and yeah. experience ourselves. So that is part of the work that we offer, is both you can get all the way from a session with your, you know, on a massage table, hands on, that, you know, is more like a treatment mm-hmm. to a group class where you might be learning techniques and mm-hmm. or mindfulness techniques or movement yeah. therapy techniques. So there's that, you know, that polarity of individual work, either with a sort of a counselor, so one of our, Christine's a social worker and Emma's an embodied coach. So we have, you know, more of talk therapy oriented entry points, as well as very much an embodied entry point.
That's
and I think we're looking to meet in the middle, like where do these things come together?
Mm-hmm.
No matter what entry point, we're looking for holism and integration. Mm-hmm.
Well, and you can yeah. guide someone too. I think that maybe it would be good for you to talk to Christine, or a group would be good for you, or
yeah.
yeah, you can kind of help people see what might be best for them.
Yeah, I think that's, and I always encourage people when they're interested in working with me to to inquire what might be the best entry point for you for this practice, because you could enter through movement therapy or through a group class, or you could enter through a bodywork session, or, you know, so there are different ways to enter the work, even in my own practice. And I think the same is true for both Christine and for Emma, and that, like, how people enter their practice, it depends on the person and what is most useful, and also what is tailored to your financial needs and your capacity and all of the other things that are present.
You're listening to a pre-recorded interview with Bray Sisk from the Chico Bodywise Collective. You're listening to 90.1 FM, KZFR Chico. I'm Bobby Tryon, and this is North State Give and Take and Local Voices. And we'll be right back. Interview with Bray Sisk, talking about the Chico Bodywise Collective that had a grand opening this last weekend.
And in addition to just serving individuals, we are really looking to offer a space for community gatherings.
Yes, that's the other thing I wanted to ask you about, because it's wonderful for a meeting even.
Even it's a small group space, but it's, you know, it's sufficient for like a nice more intimate workshop and or meeting. Some of the work that we have engaged in, both Emma and I and Christine as well, is like working in the circle practice and a way of counsel as one method of how do we start having conversations together about a lot of different topics and learn how to listen to each other and not always try to change each other's opinions or even have people think the same way that we do, but be a part of a context of what is the community that I live in and how do other people think, so that we start seeing where our strengths are and where we might have common purpose and just providing more of a forum for that kind of, it's healing, if you will, without it being like, I'm going to go and do it, like get a healing. It's like it's salve sometimes for the sore soul that hasn't had a chance to connect with people for a while or have an authentic conversation. So providing some sort of rhythm and drumbeat inside the community for things like that. We just had a community song circle. Different ways where we want to gather together and share. Ultimately.
And the sky's the limit.
On
what you do and how it affects people. I mean, it's just, could go in so many ways.
Yeah, I think that's the exciting part, is that there's a lot of possibility and there are new things that will come through. And we're hoping to also be a place where, you know, we can host things from outside of the community that are seeding us with new ideas or with tools that we can help utilize and share with each other. One of the things that Emma and I have been bringing forth is a series called the Art of Play series. And it's really looking at how can we use the state of play, the art of play, what it is to be in that state where we're just in the moment and following our impulses, to unlock some of the emotions and the stories that we might not be really working with, but that might be a shadow or a place where we're holding back in our lives. And it's just joyful. It's fun to play. And also we learn things about each other and about ourselves in that place.
So fun.
We had our first workshop a couple of weeks back, and we'll have another one in February. So that's exciting that we're also bringing like can therapeutic work in our lives and learning how to be, you know, more centered and aligned with our own feelings and self be a fun thing. And can that help us be, you know, better parents, better children, better like partners, etc. And just have a different relationship to ourselves. Wake it up, you know, wake it up a little bit.
So when you have a website.
We have a website.
Can people see the offerings? Like, it's not a class. you sign up for an appointment with you, I assume. That would be a direct appointment. Mm-hmm. But the groups, you can go on there and see when there is a group.
Yeah, so we have a collective website, and then through that website you can access each of our sort of personal offerings, and then some of those group offerings will be right on the Chico Bodywise Collective website. So you can access it all through Chico Bodywise.
Okay.
And there'll be links, like if you're like, oh, that seems interesting, let me go to that, and it will lead you to a place where you can find out how to sign up or who to talk to.
Okay.
And there are different structures in terms of, but I think we all have online booking, so it's pretty easy to access if you, you know, want to just come and check something out. There's classes, and we'll have another open house again. I think we decided that the open house wasn't just about like, here we are in the community, but periodic opportunities for us to come together and to share little bits of skills and to meet each other, because I think that's also part of it, is creating a space where people can meet new people that might have something to share with them. And so you find people in common, or somebody who has, oh, I've been wanting to meet somebody who wants to do that, or likes that.
It was like that when I went on this weekend.
Yeah, it really felt like that.
We had so much so many conversations, and it was good. It was really good. It was just, like I said, it was kind of healing being in there.
Right. And I think we really have put a lot of attention to creating a space where people can feel at home.
Yeah,
it is an old home. And so although it's been a therapy office for a long time, there is that sense of being in a home, and the way that you can have these little intimacies, little conversations.
Yeah, felt like that,
really,
for sure.
Tried to curate a space where there's a lot of opportunity.
Yeah.
To just, you know, go down beneath the masks that we put on in the world, or the barriers that we put up to our authentic selves.
Sure.
And see what's underneath when we relax a little bit into it.
So is there a link there to go back to the kind of practice that you do? Say the name of that again.
Oh, Tuina. Yeah, it's spelled T-U-I-N-A.
Okay.
And it comes out of Qigong and energy work that is part of the Chinese medical system. So kind of alongside the herbal medicine and the acupuncture is a branch of medicine there that is working specifically through soft tissue and moving the bones and stretching the body and using techniques, hands-on techniques, to influence the wellness of the, it's preventative as well as can treat acute situations.
It sounds like something I'd like to try. It sounds neat.
So my website, I actually have a business called Embody Alchemy, and then that is seated underneath the Chico Bodywise.
So you can find all that out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good. That would be good for people to look at.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is somebody there all the time? You can't just swing by. You kind of have to know when you guys are there.
Yeah, it's more by appointment at this time, or like when we have an open house in terms of like the community sort of styles. But there will be some offerings that are like on a drop-in basis. And we're having a community council that will be starting up. And it'll be like every other week. And so that's an open public event that people can come to. Uh-huh. And we have limited space, but until we get full and we outgrow the space, we'll just fill
keep
it up.
Doing
and
what
keep,
you're doing.
Keep it full of people. But otherwise it's to like look at the website, you know, check
watch
in,
it often.
See who you want to connect with, or just reach out and say, hey, I'm interested
in,
you know, knowing more about this class, or, and we'll reach back to you. I think the other thing that's important for people to know is that it's also a space where, you know, there might be something you want to offer. And so you could reach to us and say, oh, I'm interested. Is it available
can
to
I
do
use this,
this community space. Thing or this, small group workshop? So we are open to that. We have some availability, and there's a spot on the website
for that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Facebook. Do you have a Facebook page? Is that how people would also kind of see what's happening?
We do. We have a Facebook page. We just started the Facebook page. So honestly, like, social media is not my forte, so my partners are more inclined to be managing those. But we do have a Chico Bodywise Facebook.
Yeah, people
do
welcome
to like, you know, connect with us there, and things will be posted. We definitely were posting information about our open house on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay.
And it's Chico Bodywise with a hyphen Bodywise, body hyphen wise, Chico Bodywise Collective.
Okay.
And then our website is that, ChicoBodyWise.com with a hyphen.
Okay.
Chico Bodywise.
Chico Body hyphen Wise.com. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the best way to see what's going on is keep checking that website.
Yeah. And And you can, on our website, you can also put yourself on our mailing list. And
that's what I
wanted. And we'll send out, like mostly just in, if we're having an event or any upcoming classes or opportunities, because we will be bringing people from out of town also to bring in different kinds of physical theater work and singing and song circles. Right. And we have a lot of colleagues and collaborators that we want to sort of cross-pollinate into Chico. And
sweet.
It was exciting.
Oh, Bray, I'm so happy that you guys got this together. I know you've been working on healing things for a long time.
Yeah.
This must feel good for you.
It does. It feels like a homecoming. And I went out into the world to gather more skills and tools to come back and offer to the community. So happy to be able to create a space where
it can happen.
That can happen. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thanks for being here. Wonderful. I guess I'll see you there.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Bray.
Bye.
You've just heard a pre-recorded interview with Bray Sisk talking about the Chico Bodywise Collective. And the website for Chico Bodywise Collective is chicobody-wise.com. If you would like to be on North State Give and Take and Local Voices, please give me a call at 530-520-1593, and I can talk to you about that. If you'd like to hear any of my interviews, go to KZFR, go to Programs, go to Tuesdays, and go to North State Give and Take. And if you'd like to hear this one again, you can hear it on Thursday at 5. Thanks for listening to KZFR and North State Give and Take. And my name's Bobby Tryon, and I'll be back next week.